My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator with Rieger today in for Doug. Doug will be back next week. We're taking your calls and texts at 248-539-9797, talking about the Detroit Lions and really the landscape of the NFC North and in respect, I guess, as well to the rest of the league. Just the last couple of weeks, has your confidence changed at all in the Lions? I feel like if we had taken a poll a couple weeks ago, Jeff, in terms of how many wins you think this team is going to have, and we started at 11.
Oh, yeah.
And you had four choices, and we went with like 11, 12, 13, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, something like that, right? What would people say? I think that the number would be quite high. Last year I went with 12-5 for the season. They finished 12-5, and I think Kang was the number 13 from the fans.
As high as
the win
expected?
Total? Yeah, last year I forget.
Doug has all the information.
Yeah, it seemed to me it was like a tick higher because it normally is a tick higher, and I feel like it would be the same thing this year. If we did it 2 weeks ago, people would have said 13 games. Do you still feel that way? Are you wavering off that a little bit?
See, I sense some uneasiness from you, from Kang, even from me, and I think from the people, even though I don't think anybody wants to admit to that uneasiness. By the way, very quickly, I got a text. Apparently, coordinators the rest of the week. So Dan Campbell, more than likely, is not going to talk until after the game on Saturday. But I got to believe we'll know about the injuries tomorrow. If they're serious, I would assume they're going to tell us. But I got some ticket texts real quick, and it seems like the ticket texts might be freaking out a bit. You want to hear these?
Sure.
All right. The Bears, Packers, and Vikings offenses are now better than Detroit's. I don't believe that for a second. The Bears have the second worst football coach. I'm not worried about them at all. The Vikings will be the Vikings and stumble over their own feet, so they're confident.
I think with the Bears and their coaching situation, you can like Eberflus or not like Flus. He can choose to like him or not like him, but I think that the Bears' success with him as their coach is going to completely hinge on the relationship that he builds with the quarterback. If Caleb Williams trusts him, and he's going to have to trust Caleb Williams, but if Caleb Williams trusts him, Bears can be very formidable. I don't think it's going to happen right away for the Bears. I think what happened with C.J. Stroud, that's an exception to the rule. Even though Caleb Williams is going into a better situation offensively with the weapons he's got in Chicago than what C.J. Stroud did. But C.J. Stroud may just be a crazy good unicorn-type quarterback who's only going to get better.
I just think that when you look at situations, good situations you put a quarterback in, Caleb's in a good situation. I mean, you just mentioned it.
He's
skill,
got offensive players.
Weapons are insane around him. Yeah. So,
but don't underestimate coaching, guys, because the texter is right. If Eberflus can't get Caleb Williams going, like whatever, it didn't work with Justin Fields. He never got Justin Fields good enough where they felt confident to keep him as an organization. The key here
is that on him?
I don't know. The key may be the offensive coordinator, right? Shane Waldron, who comes over from the Seahawks. This is his first year with the Bears. If he can unlock Caleb Williams, maybe he's their Ben Johnson. That would be the worry, right, if you're a Lions fan. If he can be their Ben Johnson, then this, you know, the ceiling's the roof, according to Michael Jordan.
I asked this the other day, and I ask you guys, very negative question, very trolling question, but you guys can handle it. What could Lions fans not handle more? If the Packers won the division, meaning, oh my God, the three-headed monster. Now it went from Favre to Rodgers. Now, are you kidding me, Love? Or if the Bears won the division. They come from nowhere. And again, 7-win team, good defense. You insert the quarterback and they win the division. What would send Lions fans off a cliff?
I don't know if it sends them off the cliff is that the Lions aren't good anymore. It was a one-and-done thing. That's what would do it. But if you're asking about between those two teams, I would guess it would be Chicago more so because we'll have more ties just locally with Chicago. They're more people know more people in Chicago than they do in Wisconsin. It just, I think that's a fact.
I just think that people laugh at Chicago. People enjoy making fun of Chicago and how they, you know, suck at figuring out how to develop a quarterback. If the Bears were to win the division, I mean, it's a tough build as well.
I mean, they've never had a 4,000-yard passer, right? They're about to, but they've never had one to this point. Let's go to the phone. Steve is in Rochester Hills. Welcome to the night. Someone the ticket. Hey, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, good morning. Hey, you know, I'm not a kind of guy that's going to – a couple of guys who pretty decent or even have a really great preseason game, as in McCarthy and that and Williams. Guys, they're rookies. Gator, you said it the best. You know, you're not going to find guys like Dan Marino and guys like Stroud who are just going to come out the rookie season and just light it up, or at least come close to lighting it up. And these guys are too, until they can prove it, and I'm not even talking the first two games. I mean, until they're halfway to three quarters of the way through the season and are getting hit hard and getting hit by guys that are faster. And you know, this is preseason, and they're going against guys that are probably going to be on the streets in about a week or two. So I'm not really overly worried. Not anymore. I still think they're going to be a, like 11-win season because teams have gotten better in division. But, and I agree with you, Gator, I think if Chicago won, actually if Minnesota was better than Detroit, I think that would even put more people over the edge. But me,
I think about Minnesota.
As long as the Lions play well and do well, I think we're going to be fine. What do you guys think?
Well, first of all, I'm with Jeff. I do think they win the division. So that's all that matters at this point.
Yes,
win the
course.
Division, you host a playoff game, yes. and then we just go back to what we went to last year and
be in the mix
look
for
forward
one
to the postseason. Do I think there's going to be some bumps along the way? Yeah, I think there's going to be some games that make you a little nervous. Hopefully they can get past any of the real injury issues that can plague teams. But if they're able to get past that.
Wasn't the quarterback from Green Bay, wasn't that game on Thanksgiving a big bump for the Lions? And a lot of people were kind of losing it because of how bad it was and how bad the Lions played. But they still ended up going to the NFC Championship game.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I think this year.
100%. And thanks for the call. That's what I mean by the bumps in the road. You're going to have those games. And look, they beat the Bears, but the Bears looked – I mean, they were tough to beat. They were tough to put away for the Lions. I mean, literally, they're – draped all over Justin Fields at the end of that one game and we're finally able to drag him down to win it.
The Bears led by 12 with like 3 minutes to go.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Detroit lost in Chicago. You're right, Gator. There was this mini bump, Green Bay at Chicago. I mean, people freaked out.
But at the same time, the positive out of all that, which is the difference, I think, with having Dan Campbell as your head coach as other coaches in the past, is that his teams are persevering and getting through that. Like, even if they were to lose one of those games, it doesn't affect them. They just go on the next week, and they're going to go and win the next week. They use that as you know, teaching moments, if you will. Instead of having something like that, like a late interception define them, they lose, they get over it, and they come back the next series and dominate and put it behind them and win the game.
Well,
like, they were able to get those plays and leave them in the past.
That is one of the reasons, maybe the main reason, I think this team lives up to the hype is because of their head coach. For the first time, we got a head coach that has done something every head coach in the past has said they were going to do, but always failed, then got fired. Changed the culture. Like, there's a legitimate culture here, and I think a lot of the stuff he says is to make sure that this team isn't reading their press clippings. And the one thing I would expect from this team is not to do that, considering who their coach is.
David's in Warren. You're next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, David.
Hello, Gator. Lions, Green Bay will finish ahead of the Lions, win the division.
Wow.
They have a well-balanced team on offense and defense. You saw what they did last year, Thanksgiving game. They must have sacked Goff at least six times. They got the one of the best running backs they added, the guy they got from the Raiders. Their running game will be strong. Your coach, he's one of the most incompetent coaches in the NFL.
Why? Because of the fourth down decisions, David?
Fourth down decision. And let me tell you about the decision he did last year against the Dallas game.
I remember.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It didn't matter.
Okay.
It didn't matter.
He talks about he went over the plays with the ref, but what he didn't do.
All right, David. Let's not get hung up on a game that didn't matter because they actually ended up going to the playoffs and winning two playoff games. You want to talk about Green Bay in the division and you think Green Bay is better? That's fine. We can talk about that. And they do have a good roster. And they did add Josh Jacobs to the running back room to go with AJ Dillon. And you know it's formidable. I think all the offenses in this division are top offense. They have the potential to be top offenses. With Minnesota and Chicago, it depends on how quickly those quarterbacks can develop. But Green Bay is a real threat, without question.
Hey, David,
Green Bay is the most well-balanced team.
Maybe.
And then you're releasing Antoine Green. Why are you releasing him?
Well,
he made the team last year as a sixth-round
David, he's
pick.
Hurt.
He's good.
He's hurt.
And Tom Kennedy.
All right. I got to let him go. See you, David. They released Antoine Green because he's hurt. There'll be an injury settlement and more than likely, and that's why.
You guys were talking about the Lions free crowd last week.
Yeah.
Which I enjoyed that conversation, and I took it at 6 o'clock, and I used a similar conversation. But David's one of those guys, and that's fine.
No, David's just, well, maybe he is one of those. David looks
fine.
For anything he can to, and I'm surprised he didn't bring up Brad Holmes, because that's usually where he goes. He can't stand Brad Holmes or Dan Campbell, which is
why?
Ridiculous. Don't even think he'd get into it. It's his own little shtick, but 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We're asking people about the confidence level you have in this Lions team right now, and has it changed at all over the last couple of weeks now that you've gotten a chance to see what other teams are doing and looking at the Lions and what the Lions did last week in their preseason game and the reports you're hearing out of practices, any injury concerns you have. They still are looking for more pieces on this team. It definitely sounds like that. We'll get into that next here. Take more of your calls and texts, 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.